Thank you, Chair. At the outset, I wanted to reaffirm my appreciation for the way in which you are conducting our meeting. This has been a very productive meeting thus far. We would firstly like to provide some overarching observations on the framing of this question, and will engage with the specific points outlined and respond to the views of other delegations in a further intervention. While we acknowledge many delegations are seeking new prohibitions or limitations that go beyond existing IHL, clarifying and elaborating how existing IHL applies to laws is critical. My delegation would endorse the preliminary comments made by the delegations of the United States, Austria, and the UK regarding the framing of this question. It makes sense to start with elaborating types of weapon systems that would be inherently unlawful because they are incapable of complying with IHL. We could then move on to Tier 2, restrictions applicable to use of all other weapons. We would also fully endorse the suggestion to start with existing consensus language and build on it. Further, when discussing how existing IHL applies to laws, it is important to distinguish the rules and principles of IHL and what might be additional good practices or measures that help enable compliance with IHL. It is also necessary to distinguish those IHL requirements that are primarily applicable to the use of weapon systems and measures to be implemented in the design and development phase. We are still mulling over the specific elements proposed here, and with your indulgence, we'd like to return to these elements in a follow-up intervention. Thank you.
I would like